Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grubb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes catches it and throws to second to double up Bishop. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham bunts towards third. Higgins throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Durham is out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-0 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Earnshaw moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson pinch hits for Ed Durham. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Majeski strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Webb goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Athletics. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Majeski for a passed ball. Simmons moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Appling moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran pinch hits for Max Bishop. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.